This is the Business Opportunities Weblog Weekend Wrap-Up for October 9th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. Fast Company reports that starting today, startups that use Crowdflower's crowdsourced labor service will have the chance to receive investments of up to $10,000 each. The Crowdflower Fund, a $250,000 platform microfund, will offer investments in up to 10 companies for a 1% stake. A lucky few startups may qualify for $50,000 investments and an invitation for an upcoming accelerator program at the office space in Mountain View, California. As the Vice President of Business at Premier Logistics, Robin Suave could tell that the time would be coming when her employee would go under. Although the end was nearing, she saw an opportunity. The bank swooped in and seized the company's assets in May, leaving Suave and 30 coworkers without a job. In an effort to save myself, the other employees, and my husband, who also worked at Premier, she approached the bank and put pennies on the dollar to purchase the assets. They were surprisingly willing to accept it. If you're in the process of starting your first home business, it can be a little daunting. It takes work, patience, and dedication. However, it doesn't hurt to have a resource that can also give you a good idea of what to expect. If you're a woman interested in starting your own home business, HomeBizChicks.com is a resource that offers the help and community any new entrepreneur might need. Or you could enter the Poynter Institute's competition for online startups. Two winners whose ideas best advance the journalistic ideas of the Poynter Institute will receive up to $10,000 each in contracted accounting, legal research, and promotion work, plus coaching and mentoring by Poynter faculty and Ford Fellows in entrepreneurial teaching. Hurry, the deadline to enter is October 12th. On Inventors Journal this week, we talked with Connie Kaplun about his invention, the voice recording binder clip, and how it's tough for a one-product company to succeed. The digital revolution has swept away many tree-based products, but the lowly business card, against all odds, is thriving. Office Supply Store Staples reports that demand for business cards has surged with double-digit growth over the past 3 years. Smartphone-toting moms use business cards to arrange playdates. Singles hand them out at bars in these hard times. Even the jobless often have cards even if they don't have a business address. Tom Linnett was looking for a fun way to help his daughter learn math. He looked at different games but couldn't find exactly what he was looking for. Instead of giving up his search, he created a game of his own. Numinco, the Scrabble-like math game, is starting to catch on. And finally, an Australian inventor has created a bazooka that shoots life preservers rather than rockets. The modified bazooka fires an expanding life buoy 150 meters out to people in distress. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.